In John chapter 2, verses 4 and 11, we find ourselves at a gospel turn up. Jesus was at a party and clearly the people ran out of wine. There Jesus was chilling in all of his glory, all of his potential, all of his magnificence, just trying to enjoy the party when his mother walks up to him and asks him to perform a miracle. He looks around, he looks at his mama, and he says these words, "My time has not come yet." So what do you do when you know that you have all of the potential in the world, all of the faith that you think you need for this season? What do you do when you know that you're called to do amazing and wonderful things, but God is telling you your time is almost here? But what do you do in that almost time? What do you do in that gap? We're going to talk about that on this week's episode. Let's get it. Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. Going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure. Making sure. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea K, back in this thing with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. What y'all doing today? Huh? How are y'all feeling? I'm a little sick. So if you hear some sniffles or some sneezes or whatever, just pray for me. Pray right then and there. When you hear a sniff or a sneeze, or if you hear me with my congestion and my snotty, runny nose, just pray. Just pray right then and there. You ain't even got to say nothing, girl. Just, Lord, fix her nose. Lord, fix her throat. Just do what you got to do, Lord. Do it now, Lord. Do what you got to do. Anyway, let me stop being stupid. Welcome to the Living in Pursuit podcast. This is your girl. We are on Instagram Live right now. I don't know what prompted me to record my podcast on Instagram Live, but I went live last night. If y'all not following me, like, stop playing. You're doing yourself a disservice. The Drea K, THEDREAKAY. Hello, I can spell. Follow me. We did our makeup last night. I went out. Who is she? I went out last night and yeah, I was doing my makeup. So we were on Instagram Live and we were kind of talking about the topic at hand today. I don't even know what I'm going to call this episode because there are a lot of layers to it. Well, not a lot, but you know, whatever. You know how we do. But we were just kind of talking about the topic last night and we had some engagement. What? Hello, come on, engagement. They had a few ladies on the live who were chiming in and just listening to, you know, what my crazy self had to say. And it was cool. It was good. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. So I will be doing more lives on my Instagram and the Living in Pursuit podcast Instagram. So I'm going to link all of those links or whatever in the show notes. So, yeah. As you can probably tell from the intro, we are talking about contentment. We're talking a little bit about a few things. Hey, Brittany Yitty girl. I see you on my Instagram or whatever. Hey, girl. But y'all, we're going to be talking a little bit about contentment. We're going to be talking about just addressing some things. We're going to be addressing some things. And you already know how we do. Y'all already know how I do. I do it out of love. I love y'all. I know y'all love me because we are all God's children. Hello. So in one of our previous episodes, we dived into the message of it's your time. If you haven't listened to it, then go back and listen. We discussed that God is getting ready to do something in our life and that we should get prepared for it. But in all of our excitement, all of our encouragement, we forget that preparation takes time. Like, part of the preparation is waiting. It's the in-between time that matters. There's some things that God has yet to reveal to us about the next step, what's coming, because it's still some things we need to work on. We need some polishing up, if you will. A lot of the places and spaces that God is calling us to, we think we have an idea of where we're going and how we're going to get there, how we're going to be viewed, or how it's going to look, but we really don't know. We really don't know. So in the meantime, in between time, there's some things that we have to address. The first thing, if you're writing notes, the first thing we have to address is your pride. Ooh. Oops. I guess we're going there. I guess we're going there today. That's okay. That's fine. That's what we do. Like, that's what we do on the Living in Pursuit podcast. We address some things that we don't normally address. Okay. So let's address your pride. Like, my pride, your pride. Your pride keeps you from allowing God to be God. Hello. He wants to help and direct you, but since we are so ambitious and because we are such hustlers, we feel like we don't even need God. Oh, I got this. I did this before. I'm familiar with this. Let me just go ahead and do what I know. I know how to do. Girl, what? Did you even ask God if this is something that he wants you to do? That something that he wants you to do right now in this time and place and space? Like, I want y'all to understand something. The lust of the flesh is strong, but the lust of the eye is stronger. The things you see feed something. It feeds something in you. The things you pay the most attention to becomes your focus. It trains you to think, act, and feel. So if you spend most of your time on social media, you start opening up the door to self-doubt, negative thoughts, comparison, and competition. And it does nothing but steer you away from being content. What you see makes you want to hustle. It creates self-ambitions. Anytime you see something on the gram and decide, oh, I should do that, and then go try to make it happen or start planning for it, that's not God. That's you. Like, that's you. Comparing yourself. A lot of us don't fit in with people and fit in with the crowds because we weren't made to. Like, it's as simple as that. But the more that we keep looking at things and the more that we keep allowing ourselves to be influenced by the wrong influencers, we're going to try to become them. And we're not going to become who God wants us to become. We so focused on their blessings and what God has for them that we're not even focused on what God has for us. Like, come on, somebody. The second point I want you to write down. Check your ambitions. Stop chasing your ambitions and start chasing your progression. Oh, I said it. I went there. Like, we don't ever want to come to the realization that we need a little more discovery. Like, we don't ever want to be Dora. We don't ever want to be Dora. We want to be the little fox stealing everybody's stuff. We don't ever want to be Dora. We don't ever want to go look for what God has for us. We don't ever want to go look for his presence. We don't ever want to go search for the things that God has for us. We just want to take. Like what? Like, we have to understand that we aren't done learning yet. We don't want to learn because we think it's easy to be an entrepreneur. We think it's easy to start a business. We think it's easy to get on a stage. The reason why it feels like God is taking too long is because you haven't learned what you were supposed to learn yet. You haven't pursued the presence of God enough. I know you thought you were fully prepared, but sorry to tell you, sis, there's some heart checks that still needs to be performed. There's some heart surgery that still needs to be performed. We got to get out of this. We got to stop thinking that when God gives us a word or a glimpse of our future, that means go. That simply means that God loves us and we are on the right path. That doesn't always necessarily mean pursuit. And yes, big things are coming. We talked about this in the other episode about your time. Yes, you can feel a shift. Yes, you can feel God in the atmosphere. Yes, you can feel all of these good things coming to you. Like, yes, we know we are in the realm of receiving things. Like, we know that. God's promises always come true. If he made you a promise, it's going to happen. Yes, we know that. We know that opportunities are coming. But there are still some kinks that God needs to work out of us. Learn to tame your inner hustle, your inner lion. Save your energy for the right time. Make sure you hustling at the pace that God allows. Make sure you hustling with the right intentions. Oh, come on, somebody. Make sure your heart doesn't taint the hustle. If God told you to do something, then do it. Just do it. Don't even think about it. Don't even let the doubt and the fear and the frustration come in. Don't even let the details of the details get you to a place where you're now hustling from a place of self-ambition. And whenever we allow self-ambition to come in, we start pursuing the wrong things. We start lusting after the wrong things. We start allowing, again, what we see to taint our ambition. And that's when we find ourselves getting off the course. That's why so many of us be thinking that we're doing the right thing for God. But once we allow that all that stuff to get in and taint our vision and taint our ambition, we start going after the wrong things. And God is like, you took a U-turn and I told you to make a left. You done got on the wrong interstate. I told you to take I-22, not I-19. Where you going? My third and final point is be content. Let me give you an example. You ever order something at a restaurant? And I mean, it's like your favorite meal. You saw the menu. You saw the picture. You read the description. Ooh, this looks some good. I'm finna get this. Ooh, and it got shrimp on it. What? I'm finna get this. You see the person next to you eating what you ordered, but there's a wait time. And sometimes it be longer than you expected. People have gone up and got up to leave, and after maxing out their plate and you just sitting there hungry. This actually happened to me last night. That's crazy. This happened to me last night. And all I could think about in that moment is God working on my patience. Why everybody around me got their food and I'm sitting up here starving? Everybody got their food, but I'm sitting up here waiting because the girl forgot to put my waffle on the grill. Like, God, this can't be nothing but you teaching me patience. But don't that feel a lot like God and his promises for us? Like, you showed me the business. You showed me the marriage. You gave me the details. But now you got it on hold. Like, what's the hold up, God? Why you taking so long? I thought when you showed it to me, you was going to give me the whole thing. Like, what you doing up there? It's like, at this point, God, do you have me on a schedule? In 2027, Andrea's going to do this. Like, it's already on the calendar. Like, ain't no going back and revising it and this and this and that. And you keeping the calendar from me. I want to see the calendar. But in all honesty, like, real spill, I want to talk to the creatives. I want to talk to the entrepreneurs who are working their 9-to-5s, eager to start their own business, eager to be married, eager to see what God's promises are. And you're growing frustrated and impatient because he's shown you too much. He's been preparing you for so long, long enough, you may say. And now you like, no, I'm ready to pursue. I'm ready for this venture. I'm ready for this business. I'm ready for this relationship. But sometimes when God says it's your time, it's probably time for you to do nothing but get in the presence of God. Like, seek knowledge, seek wisdom, but above all, seek understanding. God, is this what you want for me? Is this the relationship for me? Is this the job you want for me right now? Like, all we need to be worried about is, what is it time for? Ask God, what is the time for? Like, I know you've given me all of these promises, but in the meantime, in between time, I've already concocted what my future is going to be. I done already seen what I wanted to see. I forgot what you showed me, but I see what I want to see. So is it time for this or is it time for that? That's why a lot of us are confused. That's why a lot of us are stay confused. God, is it time for this or is it time for that? It don't matter. It's time for you to get in the presence of God so he can tell you right then and there. So you can be content with where you are. So you can be grateful with where you are. So you can be appreciative that God will never leave you or forsake you. And that he won't just send you out into this world unprepared. Preparation takes time, sweetheart. Preparation is key. Preparation teaches you so much. And a lot of people call it the waiting season, but I really just call it the preparation season. Like, I got to put some seasoning on that butt. I got to put some Tony Satchery on that butt. I got to put some Lowry's or some Old Bay. I got to put some garlic. I got to put some sodium on that butt. Because you ain't there yet. You have some more learning to do. I work in marketing, right? So I'm learning a lot about marketing. Sometimes I feel like, oh, this is enough. This basic level of understanding of marketing, this is enough. Let me go teach. Let me go pursue a career in marketing. Let me go do this and do what I see being done. Like, you ain't even get in the pot. The water's still boiling. You ain't even get in the pot, girl. You just getting the seasoning. Hello. We be wanting to rush the process so bad because we want to see everything that God has for us. We want to live in those places and spaces that God has for us. We want to have his glory revealed. We want to be where we think we should be. But to be honest, ask yourself this question. Am I ready for what comes with that? God showed me this and he showed me that. And it's slowly but surely being revealed through his glory, through my everyday pursuit, with my right attitude, with my sense of contentment, with my peace in where I am. But am I really truly prepared for what he has for me? I know I want what he has for me, but am I prepared for it? I have an activity for us because I really think that this whole idea of being content with where we are and taming our inner hustler and learning how to check our ambitions, checking to see is this for me or is this for God. I think a lot of the times where we find ourselves in these places and spaces is because our focus is just not right. And sometimes when we do see and compare ourselves, we just start focusing on the wrong things. So I have an activity for y'all, and this activity is basically ways to keep you focused. I call this the focus triggers. Focus triggers. Things that trigger your focus are passion-driven unctions from God. They are activities or thoughts that trigger your why. What triggers your why? What reminds you of God's promises? What makes you make good decisions? Focus triggers. Whenever I find myself in a space of confusion and I feel like, you know, and I just start getting impatient and I start pursuing the wrong things at that time. Whenever I come to that realization, I force myself to get in the presence of God. I force myself to hear a word. I put a sermon on right then and there. I stop listening to the radio. I stop listening to the chaos around me. I stop being indulged and consumed with the music and everything that I'm trying to focus my attention on, to get my attention off of my emotions and how I feel. And that's another thing. I want to talk about that. Maybe on the next episode. Like, we were talking, okay, so, skirt, let's go to the left right quick. So, last night, we were on live last night, and on my Instagram, oh, there's a sniffle, and we were talking about how we know how to be content in good seasons. When everything is going good, we know how to be content. Lord, whatever you have for me, it's for me. Lord, I will praise you for the rest of my life, for the rest of my days. Hello, amen, hallelujah, somebody. We know how to be content in good seasons, but as soon as the bad seasons come, where's the contentment? Where's Philippians? Like, we forget everything that we've learned, everything that we've endured, everything that our faith has shown us. Like, in bad seasons, in good seasons, we say, get behind me, Satan. Not today. But in bad seasons, we be like, what up, Satan? What you trying to do today? What can I get into? I'm stressed. I don't know what to do. My focus is all over the place. I don't know what to do today. I'm discombobulated. So what we doing today? I don't really want to read my Bible. I don't really want to listen to my worship songs. I don't really want to get in the presence of God. Let me just get into something else. What we doing today, Satan? Like, why do we do this? And that's where we find ourselves getting off track. So, focus triggers. I literally was in my mind just going back and forth with all of these thoughts, and it literally got me to a bad place last week. Like, all last week I was just off balance. Like, I don't know what was going on. I ain't want to do nothing. I ain't want to talk to nobody. I ain't want to be around nobody. I ain't want to go to work. I ain't want to do nothing. And in moments where I felt like that, and I felt like it was deep and it was trying to penetrate my heart, those emotions were trying to penetrate my heart, I just put on a sermon. Or I start listening to my favorite worship playlist. And I immediately am triggered to start focusing on the right thing. As soon as I put on the sermon, it reminded me of something that God had already told me to do. Or it had reminded me of my why. Why am I doing this podcast? Why am I working on, you know, these activities that I want to do with my audience? Why am I pursuing this and pursuing that? Like, it reminded me of that. And we need those focus triggers. So I want you all to write down your focus triggers. I want y'all to tag me on Instagram. I want y'all to follow me on Instagram. Y'all never know when I'm going to just pop up and do a live, or if I just have something to talk about. Y'all going to miss a word. I'm just saying, you going to miss a word. You gonna miss some engagement. So make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, the Drea K. Like I said earlier, it will be listed in the show notes, it'll be listed in the show notes. But y'all, look, that's all I got today. I'm trying to shorten up these podcast episodes. Oh, but when the Spirit leads me to go another 20 minutes, we gonna go another 20 minutes. But today, as you can see, we ain't going that long. I gotta blow my nose. I gotta take some medicine. I gotta lie down. I gotta get into the presence of God, because I refuse to have another week, or go into another week, a new week, with old thoughts and old actions and old things that I did last week. So I'm praying for y'all. Like, I really be praying for y'all, like, for real. So I'm praying for y'all. I pray that y'all get y'all focus right. I pray that y'all get into the presence of God. I pray that you stop pursuing the things that you see and start pursuing what God said about you and what he showed you. Stop pursuing the things that you see on Instagram and start pursuing the things that God told you and showed you, period. So I love y'all. Check your ambitions. I know it's hard being at that 9-to-5. I know it's hard. But understand that you're there for a reason. That reason may not be revealed to you right now, but there's still some preparation. There's still some kinks that God needs to get out of you. He's testing your patience. Everything that you're going through is designed for your good. All things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his word. Hello, amen. My bad, I meant like called according to his plan and purpose, or whatever the scripture says. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Leave me alone. But I love y'all. I'm gonna go blow my nose. I'm gonna go find me some medicine, and I'm gonna just pray over my snot, because it just keeps, anyway. I love y'all. I will talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.